Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Smoke?
Smells like something's burning.
I have to get out of this truck.
I don't think banging against the door is going to get us out of this truck. I wish we weren't tied up.
The locks are electric. Can't you use your powers to unlock the truck?
I'm trying, but Angela Psycho put rubber gloves on me before tying me up. I mean, maybe if I really concentrate. Nope, nada. You're probably conducting more electricity than I am right now. Whoa!
Cyrus, Casey!
Mom, how did you find us?
I heard banging on the door.
Hear that, Casey? She heard banging.
Yeah, I heard her.
Fine. 2 points, Anders.
Hold on, I'll untie you. There you go, Cyrus.
Thanks, Mom.
And Casey, wait, what's on your hands?
Specially designed, non-conductive, anti-Casey rubber gloves. The latest in WITKID Couture.
Oh my gosh, the house? That's what was on fire?
Yes, honey. Now hurry.
But Birdie and Holiday?
Over there, near the woods. See?
The child catchers and Angelica.
I never liked that witch.
Mom, the house.
Brinley is calling 911. They'll take care of the house. Let's go save your sisters.
Hello, how long does it take to pick up an emergency call, 911ers?
911, what is your emergency?
Finally! Our house is on fire! We're just off of Glacier Way.
No problem, Dr. Anders. Sending emergency vehicles right away.
Super, thanks. Wait a second. Hello?
Brinley, I've got Cyrus and Casey. Are the firefighters on the way?
I don't know.
What do you mean, you don't know?
When I finally got through, it's like they were expecting the call. They called me Dr. Anders and they didn't even keep me on the line. Whoever was on the other end of that call, I don't think it was the emergency dispatcher.
What do you want?
Yeah, Miss Graves. What do you want?
Months and months of banging my head against the wall looking for you and your three compadres in and out of the camera's eye before we could see your little faces, and it all comes down to you. A bit anticlimactic, if you ask me. I was expecting more.
Miss Grace, a 911 call reporting the fire was intercepted. It came from the property.
Disperse the child catchers. We have company somewhere, and it would be rude not to greet them, don't you say?
Yes, ma'am. Search the premises.
What if it's Mom?
Wait! It was me, Cruella.
Angelica.
Right. I call 911.
Little girl. Do you really think it's smart to lie to me? Are you one of the four as well?
Lady, for the last time, I don't know who these four are.
You have tried to ruin me, but
let go of me!
Tell me what you are after!
Get away from her! I just wanted answers!
Miss Graves, we found the mother and the rest of the
kids.
Get off me!
They've got Mom and Cyrus.
And Casey and Brinley too!
Holiday! Birdie!
Let go!
Are you all right?
I'm sorry, Hulse. A lot of help we were.
Let go of my mom and my brother!
And me!
Right, her too!
Girls, be brave. Everything will be okay.
Well, well, well. I never thought I'd hear that voice again.
Hello, Angelica.
How lovely to see you, Monica. Quite the family you have here.
I'm not actually...
Not helping, Brinley.
Keep your hands off of them.
Leave it to the woman who tried to help J.P. Whittier end the WITKIDS project 14 years ago to save one or two for herself.
You don't know what you're talking about, Angelica.
I should have known you and the old man were still working together.
Dr. Whittier's been dead for years.
We both know that's not true. Now I see where your littlest gets her smart mouth from.
Ouch!
Birdie, let her go!
We've learned that neither of your daughters are immune to flames.
Oh, Magnus, dear.
Yes, ma'am.
Would be a shame if Magnus here were to demonstrate his abilities on them, now wouldn't it?
Don't you dare. They're kids.
Then you can tell me about the four, and about J.P. Whittier and—
Wait!
It is rude to interrupt, child.
Not if I can give you what you're after.
Halls, what are you doing?
The right thing.
No, Holiday.
This has to stop. I'll go with you, Miss Graves. On one condition. Let my family go.
Halls, no, Holiday. What are you doing?
You let them walk out of here. Completely unharmed. And I'm all yours.
Hi, this is Ava DeMary, and I play Brinley in 6 minutes. For more great podcasts, check out gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
I could ride a unicycle for a half a mile straight.
I have moved 3 times.
I have a pet corn snake.
I've been to 10 national parks.
Hi, I'm Deborah Goldstein, host of the podcast The Big Fib, and half of those statements were lies. On every episode of The Big Fib, we bring on 2 grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is a liar. And it's the job of our human child contestant to help us figure out who is who, because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. We've had episodes featuring everything from pickles to penguins, as well as black holes to the human brain. The Big Fib is a game show where kids choose between the awesomely audacious audio promo of truth and the cautiously callous commercial of lies. During every episode, you'll meet a new child contestant, new grown-ups claiming to be experts, and a new opportunity to answer the question, what are we lying about today? Join me and my robot co-host, Lisa, on The Big Fib on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com.
Hi, I'm Amy.
I'm Oded.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Alma.
And we're a GZM family.
Join us and listen to 4th and Inches.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go.
Do you wish this was you? Go to gzmshows.com/shoutout to learn more. And you may hear your GZM family at the end of a podcast. Let your voice be heard at gzmshows.com/shoutout.